Says Amura for Pihilkasa, what's the maskana, what's the lochum? That Milva Alpe, if somebody lent somebody money, only in front of Edim, they did not write it down in Ishtar, Goivim in a Yorshim. You have a right to collect from Yorshim. But Viena Goivim in Alkuchas, you cannot collect from Lakuchas. Why? Goivim in a Yorshim. The reason why you collect from Yorshim, Kadesh Latino Delos Bafne Lovin. We do not want people to stop lending money. Like if there'll be such a locha that if the loiva dies, the malva can't collect his money, so the malva won't lend any money, they'll stop lending money. So Rabbanan had to make a takana that you could even collect from Yorshim. So chura, this svara here, the chura is a svara of Yod, Shibudi is lav diraisa. That means midi yiraisa, you cannot collect from the Yorshim. Just the Rabbanan made a takana, you're able to collect from the Yorshim. But then it explains, v'yena government al kuchais. How come, why didn't the Rabbanan make a takana if so for the malva, that you should also be able to collect money from the kuchas by milva balpeh? The Teretz is, the less like call it, no. Since there's no curl, people do not know about it. So there's a pseudo de lakuches. The poor person that bought the property, he did not know that the seller owes somebody money. So he did not know the property may be taken away from him. So who this Gemara now is explaining, if you hold Shibudi is lav diraisa, it's not midiraisa, it's only midirabbanan. To Rabbanan will misaken that from Yorshim it could collect, but from lakuches you can't collect. So he speaks out, he'll say yes for Spiru in the Gemara's. That hachim muke hachim usaliba the kuli alma bein leman diyama the iraisa bein leman lav the iraisa. Whether you hold shibuti the iraisa lav the iraisa, stira papa comes a good according to both ways. Tells you the stira the other gemara's mash for iraisa is lav the iraisa. Tells you how the gemara is explaining it according to everybody. No matter how we hold, whether rabba or ula, whether shibuti is the iraisa the rabbonin, but this is the halacha. That with a milva ba'peh, you could be goivim in a yorshim. If you learn it from midiraisa, very good. If you learn it only midirabonin, that's our gemara svar here, shkotin adels of meilovin. And the reason why you cannot collect min lakuchais, whether it's the rice or the rabbonin, is because the less lakuchla. Since people do not know about it that you owe money, so if somebody goes to buy your property, the person's going to lose out. We don't want the person to lose out. Then the Mishnah said, hoitzi olav ksav yadu shechayiv loy goivim nechosim b'necharin. Let's say somebody has an IOU. I have a piece of paper that the loiva signed on it saying that he owes me $1,000. So lochra, that's not called like a milva bishtar, because there's no edim signed on it. Therefore, you can only collect from b'nei chorin the loiva's property himself and not from what was sold. The Gemara says, boy minei rabba bar nosim rav yechanan. Rabba bar nosim has kasha from yechanan. Hulchsek sav yodi bebezdin mai. What's going to be, there's an IOU, but there's a hentik on it. Like, Bezdin gave their signature, they signed on this IOU. Does that make it like a shtar or not? Omalais, he said back to him, no. Afal pishuch seksav yodi bebezdin, even though there's a signature of Bezdin here, Bezdin signed that they realize this is a good IOU, but still, ein agayv elam in a chasim b'nei chayrin, you could only collect from the chasim b'nei chayrin, still it's only called the milva ba'peh, not called a milva b'shtar. Since Edim did not sign in b'shtar, it's only an IOU. Even though later they took it to Bezdin and Bezdin agreed to this IOU, it's still only Baal Peh. I lent you the money between me and you. There's no real shtar written down. Mosiv Rami Bachama. So Rami Bachama is the kasha. Is that true? Is that true what Rabbi Yechanan is saying? It says a loch we had. A Mishnah Gittin that we had, a Gemara Gittin there, that Shloisha Gittin Tzulim. There are three gittin that are psulim, that the Rabbanan said not to use these gittin, you can't get married with them. If a husband gives the get to his wife, so she's not supposed to rely on this get to get married the chathila. But the yim nis says, let's say she doesn't listen to us, and she remarries on such a get, have lot kosher. Like midi raisa, the get's a good get, and even with the Rabbanan, they left it alone, the get is good. V'yeluhoi, these are the three cases. Kosav diksav yodai. If the husband wrote to get with his own ksav yodai, there was no edim there, he just wrote down a ksav yodai, this is my get. V'yein olav edim. So midiraisa, it's called a good get. Midiraisa, it's good. Just rabbanan, you shouldn't use it. Yesh olav edim, also a case where there are edim, but v'yein b'zman, there's no date in the get. Also, midirabbanan, you should not use it, but v'dievet, it's good. Yesh b'zman, what's going to be if you have a zman? But v'yein b'yela edechod, there's only one edechod that's signed in this get. Harei elu shloisha gittim sulim. These type of gittim lechatchilu, you should not use them. But v'yim nisay sablat kosher. But if she gets married, the get's a good get. What I in Eidechot, I think the Gemara there says that either it's talking about it was given over in front of two Eidim, though Yod Eidim is Tirakasi, or else it's an IOU with an Eidechot together. So therefore, B'dieved, the shtar is good. Now, Rebbe Lezer holds, Afal Pi Shein Olav Eidim, even though there are no Eidim at all signed in the shtar, it's not even an IOU, El Shenos Nullah B'fnei Eidim, as long as the get was given over in front of Eidim, kosher. That's called a kosher get. That's Rav Lezer. Sheet always that Eidim is Sirikarsi. That the main thing that makes up a shtar is the fact that it's given over in front of two Eidim. Not that you need two Eidim to sign in the get, but as long as it's given over in front of two Eidim. But it says clearly, according to Rav Lezer, even though the shtar has no Eidim on it, the goyvim and achosim ishabodim. It would be a question of a milva, if this was a milva, that when I lent you money, so I gave over the shtar in front of two Eidim, even though no Eidim signed on it, that's called the good shtar, and you could collect from a Shibadim. So where the kasher is, it shouldn't be worse than an IOU. Here, no Eidim signed in the shtar. As long as, since it was given over in front of two Eidim, that's enough. So an IOU should be just as good. Gemara says no. Shani Yosim here in Rav Lezer's case, the Mishas Ksiva, who did Shibad Nafshei? I say he was Mishabed himself, Mishas Ksiva. Peshas, he wrote up the shtar. In other words, it was halvor, the malva is lending the money, but only because there's a shtar here. Because they wrote up a shtar. Even though the Eidim did not sign in the shtar, but he only lent the money with Meshabat himself only because there's a shtar involved. And there's a Mesira in front of two Eidim. So if according to Rav Lezer, if you give over the shtar in front of two Eidim, Eidim, Mesira, Karsi, they like make up the shtar, they're considered 100% good shtar, it's like, therefore it's called like the milk of the shtar. Therefore you could collect from Meshabadim. But just a regular IOU, there you cannot collect from Meshabadim. Then the Mishnah says, Orev ha-yoytza li-yach ha-chitim shtaros. Let's say we had a shtar, and then the Eidim signed on the shtar alone, and then after the Eidim signed, then the Orev wrote down that I'm an Orev, I'm a guarantee. So Gemara says that Orev does not have a loch like it was b'shtar. So if you collect the money from the Orev, you cannot collect from Mishabodim, only from B'nei Chorin. Omar Rav, Rav says like this though, Koydim chitim shtaros goyvim nechosim Mishabodim. Let's say the Orev wrote down his name that he's an Orev before the Eidim signed on the shtar. And then the Eidim signed on the shtar. So that's called the shtar even on the Orev. So then you could collect, if the Leiva doesn't have money, and the Malva comes to collect from the Orev, from the guarantee, when he has to pay, he'll have to pay even from a Shibadim. What about Li'acha Chitim Shtaris? Let's say the Orev first signs after the Chitim Shtaris. After the Eidim signed on the shtar, then it's not considered like it was b'shtar or the Orev, then goyvim and chosim b'nei chorin. Then you can only collect the money from the Orev himself, from property that he has, but not from property that he sold. That's what Rav said. Nothing more says, but zimna nama Rav, sometimes Rav said, that afilu koydim chitim shtaris, even if the Orev put his name in the shtar, that I'm the guarantee, before the Eidim signed on the shtar, also the locker is, you could only collect from the chosim b'nei chayrin. So chura kasha the rabba the rabba, it's a theory on rab and rab. If the orav put his name before the eidim signed, is the code like a shtar on the orav or not? The Gemara says like kasha, hod the chosim b'nei pleini orav. If it just says pleini orav, then it's no good. Then the shtar is not considered on him, the shtar is considered on the halvo, on the loan, not upon the orav. But Hodich Siv, Uplaini Orev. If it has the Vav, the Uplaini Orev, that makes him like he's part of the Shtar. So therefore, the response is Vav Moisef Alinyan Rishon, V'yala Shtar, V'yala Revis, Chasim Asadi. Then with the Eidim sign, it's considered the signing on both. They're signing on the Chasim Asadim, and they're signing on the Halvor, on the loan, and they're also signing upon the Orev. So it depends how the Orev wrote his name even before the Eidim. Did he just write Pliny Orev? Then the Eidim later, we do not know a signing on the Orev, they're only signing on the Halvo. But if he says with the Vav, Pliny Orev, then he means to include himself in the Shtar. Rabbi Yechon says though, Echad Zev, Eina Grave Elam Nechasim B'nei Chorvin. No, V'yafagav the Kosev Bey, Pliny Orev. He says, so what? Still, the main Shtar here is upon the Halvo, the loan, and not upon the Orev. So from the yor of the guarantor, you cannot collect from Meshubadim, only from Bnei Chayrin. And this must have Rav. Rav has the kasha to Rav Yochanan. It says, Edim achsum imal shila sholim, if Edim signed on stam shila sholim, stam ashtar, that they said shila sholim, beget posel. Beget is posel. Why? In other words, on the get, after the get, they had a shila sholim, stam, they wrote a regular letter there. Stam, a nice letter. Then the Edim signed after that, the get is posel. Why? Chashinim were afraid, shema shila sholim chosmu. All the Edom signed on the last thing that was written there, that it says, Shilu Shalom, how are you feeling? But we're afraid maybe the Edom did not really mean to sign upon the get. For Yomar Rabavur, Bavur said like this, that the deed to me, before Shalem and Edom Rabbi Yechon explained it to me, Shilu Posel. If they wrote after the get, Shilu ask how he's doing, and then the get Edom sign, then the get is Posel. Because we're afraid maybe the Edom only signed on the end part of the shtar saying that, how are you feeling? But this shilu, if it was written with the vav u-shilu, then kosher, then the get is kosher. Why? Because we see vav meisif, that the Edom are signing on both, on the get and on the shilu sholem. So it's a kashan of Yechanan. How come by Yosef Yechanan says, even though it says uve oriv, the vav, still the Edom are not signing on the oriv? So Marins, I'll tell you, hochat, Hachinami, the cost of plenty yarev. I'll tell you in Einachnami, Rabbi Yochanan only talking about when it's written plenty yarev. Then we say you do not mean to include the yarev in the shtar. But if you'd write uplenty yarev, then it would be included in the shtar, then you would collect from Mishabadim. For the Gemara, Yochanan, if so, Hainu the Rav. Then Rabbi Yochanan is not arguing, he's saying the same thing as Rav. Someone says, true, Einachnami, Eimah say, for Chainam Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan is saying the same halacha like Rav. That when the Arav signed, puts his name in it, if he just writes Pliny Arav, then we do not say the Edom are signing on that. They're only signing on maybe on the main Havor. But when he writes U Pliny Arav, the Vav, that's including him into the main part of the Shtar. Then the Mishnah says, Maisa Bolafne Rabbi Yishmael, there was a case that came in front of Rabbi Yishmael.
That Rabbi Yishmael said in the Mishnah that the Arav that signed, Achar, Chitum Ha Edom, so Allah is that you still go for Menachasim Bnei Chayrin. In other words, this oath, this guarantee, was a guarantee after the loan took place. Still he holds, it's called an oath, and you could collect from Bnei Chayrin. Then the Mishnah brought down that Benenas argued, and Benenas said now, that since this is an oath after the loan of the money, he's not Meshabed himself at all, and you cannot even collect from Bnei Chayrin. So Umar says, Omar Rabba Bar Bachona. Omer Rabbi Yechanan, the name of Rabbi Yechanan, that Afa Pisha Kimis Rabbi Shmuel, as Ben Enas, even though in our Mishnah Rabbi Shmuel praised Ben Enas, so smash me that the locha should be like Ben Enas, that an Orev, Liacha Chitama Hades, or an Orev after the loan, he's not Meshabed himself at all, still you should know, Halacha Kumaisai. No, we paskin like Rabbi Shmuel, that an Orev is Meshabed himself, and therefore you could collect from the Orev, at least from the Chosim Bnei Chayrin. True, from Meshabadim not, but Akoponim from Bnei Chayrin, you could collect from the Orev, even though he first became an Orev, after the loan took place. E. Berlu, I have a question like this though. Bechonek Mali Yomar Rabbi Shmuel. What's going to be in a case where a Malva is by the Lover's neck, he's coming to the Lover and saying, pay me up the money ready, and he's come out choking him. And now an Orev walks by and tells the Malva, listen, don't choke him, rely upon me, I'll pay you back. So is there a Shibur or not in such a case? Does Rabbi Shmuel agree to Ben Enes that he says he does not mean to be Meshabed himself, he only means to save the person's life? Or maybe no, maybe according to Rabbi Shmuel, the Orev here also means to be Meshabed himself. So Rav says, Toshma, come in here. The Omer Rabbi Yaakov, Omer Rabbi Yechanan, he should know that Chola Koy Rabbi Shmuel Af Bechonok. Rabbi Shmuel argues on Ben Enas, even in a case that when the Lover comes by, when the Orev comes by, he finds the Malva Kemat choking the Lover, like begging back for his money, and now the Orev says, Malva, leave him alone, I'll take over, I'll be responsible. Even though there could be a straw like Ben Enas, that all the Orev meant to say is just don't choke him, leave him alone, but not that he really meant to be Mechayiv himself to have to pay back from Bnei Chayrin. On this, Rabbi Shmuel says no, that Af Bechonok, He argues, that's what Rabbi Yochanan says, that Chol HaKoyer Rabbi Shmuel after Chonuch, even in such a case, we say the Orev really means it. And he says, Halacha K'moysei. Now the question is, Halacha K'moysei, or Ein Halacha K'moysei? True, I see you say Rabbi Shmuel argues, even in the case of Chonuch. But in such a case, do we pass him like Rabbi Shmuel or not? So Mar says, Toshima, come in here. That the Chiyosi Ravim, when Ravim came, Omer Rabbi Yechon, he said over the name of Rabbi Yechonon, that Cholok Hoyi Rabbi Shmuel Af Bechonuk. Yes, Rabbi Shmuel argues, even in a case when the Orev comes, the guarantee comes, the Malve is choking the Leiva, and the Orev says, stop it, I'll take responsibility, that the Orev really means it, and the Orev is Meshabed himself. And V'halocha K'moysi Af Bechonuk. We also paskin like Rabbi Shmuel even in such a case, and that we say the Orev really means business, he means to be Meshavet himself, that I call upon him, he could collect from B'nai Chayrin. That's Rabbi Shmuel Shita, we paskin like him. Now the Gemara says, Omar Rabbi Yehuda Mar Shmuel. Rabbi Yehuda, the name of Shmuel, says that Chonuk V'Konu Miyodoi Mishtabit. You should know in such a case, when the Orev comes by, that the Orev finds the Malva Kamat choking the Leiva, and he wants to stop him, so the Orev says, I'll be responsible. So Rabbi Yehuda Mar Shmuel says, the Orev is not Meshabed himself, unless he makes a Kinyan. It has to be the Kona Miyod, he has to make a Kinyan Sudur, he has to make some type of a Kinyan, and then we say it means to be Meshabed himself. Otherwise, no, otherwise he doesn't mean it, he only means to save the person's life. But the Gemara says, Mechlaf, here it's a proof, that the Orev the Alma loy boy kinyan, that according to Shmuel, a regular Orev, if he's there at the time when he's lending the money, like the Malva will only lend the money because the Orev guarantees it, so then the Orev is Mechayiv himself, is Meshavet himself, even without a kinyan. And the Gemara says, if so, will pligi the Rav Nachman. It comes out then that Shmuel argues on Rav Nachman, because the Omer Rav Nachman says that Orev, the Bezdin, who the Loi Boy Kenyan.